Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
And I'm not.
And
I'm David Tucros.
He's David Tucros, and I'm Iggy Garcia. I want to welcome everybody to the show today. We are here live in Columbus, Ohio, enjoying nice 50-degree weather. At least it was 50-degree weather earlier.
Yeah,
it's amazing day.
It is. You know, everything's just melting. Grass is coming up again.
Mushy, mushy.
It's like this winter has been just extremes. You know, you remember in November, December, we didn't get any snow at all. People were like, oh, this is nice. And then as soon as January hit, boom, you know, we had minus temperatures and it just...
February was harsh, man.
Ringer, yeah. And then up and down and up and down with the temperatures. And I've never heard so many times on the morning news of them saying, it's brutal, bitter cold out there. You know, it's like the almost thing they didn't say was it's homicidally cold out there. You know,
that was pretty cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Homicidally cold. Homicidally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could freeze to death in that thing.
You could.
You know it's cold when you're trying to breathe in your nose. The boogers in your nose freeze.
I've experienced that before.
You're
freezing shut, man.
Yeah.
But we're enjoying it. We're enjoying the turning of the seasons here, and you know it's part of nature. You know, and we enjoy that coming back again to life and waking up of the earth.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. So, what did you do this weekend?
Oh, this weekend I spent most of the time just getting ready for the upcoming expo, you know, putting together some things that I was making, and I ordered some more books so I can have books for sale there too, so just kind of getting my game on for that.
Nice.
How about you?
Well, I've been kind of piecemealing it a little bit, trying to get all my pieces of leather together to work on some things here in the next 4 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to be like a hermit.
Time goes fast.
Got some patterns for some of the medicine pouches that I got that I like. Mm-hmm. Some of them I didn't like because they were just too odd.
Yeah. You know?
I want them to look a little more traditional. So.
Right.
But I'm using repurposed leather from purses, women's bag, and they have to be genuine leather. I don't want that synthetic.
Right.
And I didn't really want to go out and buy too much leather, you know, because it's just one more animal that was slaughtered. I mean, I guess, you know, I figured, well, why don't I just try something different? I'm sure somebody's doing it, but, you know, recycled, you know, material. I'm going to make bells, those bells that you wrap around on your hand, on your feet. I'm going to make all kinds of stuff like that.
I think that's important. I think people really connect with the fact that it is repurposed, you know, and it's,
And it's leather, so it's not like pleather.
Right.
Because it won't hold it. Pleather won't hold up. Because I've used that stuff in the past, and it just starts to fray and break.
Right.
It has a weird... As soon as you cut it, it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good. Unless you stitch it through really good. But this stuff's pretty solid.
Neat.
So cool.
Good.
And then I got a new drum today.
Oh, yeah.
I got a Dumbek today. I'm like, I'm going to be playing it, practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Adriana dance. We're going to practice a couple of things. She's going to teach me some of her beats. Like,
yeah, because it's a different kind of style than, you know, just the regular djembe and powwow drum that we play. So there's a real art to it. A
lot of finger rhythms to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I was having fun. You can check it out later on Facebook. I'll put it up.
My little
practice session that I had.
Cool.
With myself there. But
pretty good. Well, you know, I was seeing a movie over the weekend that I hadn't seen in a while. They had it on one of the cable channels. It's called Dune. You may have
the
seen
original,
it.
Like Dune,
the original?
Like one that was 8 hours long?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Felt like it, didn't it?
Yeah. they cut some parts out of it, you know, but...
I remember
It was interesting to connect with that again and to kind of see it from this point in my life, as opposed to, say, 10 years ago or whenever I watched it for the first time. It started me thinking about my own life, you know, and about... See, here was this young man who basically stepped into a destiny, you know. He'd been told about prophecies, and he had been foretold and awaited. This was just all waiting for him, you know, to step into.
Mm-hmm.
and just how that happened, and he stood up for it, you know, and really grasped onto it, you know, it made me feel like, you know, if I had done that earlier in my life, if I had the foresight and the courage of my convictions to just to reject a lot of the things that have happened in my life and go, you know what, no, I've got a purpose, I've got a plan, I'm going to stick with it. This is what I'm born for. And I don't care if it sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I was born for this, you know. I was born to be a world changer, and I know that there's other world changers out there too, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds ridiculous at the time, you know, but here we are, and we are starting to do it. I feel like we're in a group that is really making some positive steps, and it took 57 years to get here, but
yeah.
So maybe it wouldn't, you know, maybe there's, I know there's always a purpose for things, but it kind of had me thinking like, you know, I wish I hadn't spent so much time just being compromised by the world, you know, making deals with this and deals with that and going, well, you know, I'll kind of get sidetracked over here for a while and do this, and really I want to do that, but I'm still working on this, and, you know, I think we all kind of make those compromises in life, and sometimes they're necessary. They help shape who we are, but mm-hmm. at the same time, there's that core drive, you know, that fire in my heart that wants to, that knows that I'm here for something greater than just this everyday plodding along, you know, work a job and go home and watch TV life, you know, that a lot of us seem to live. So, I mean, it got me riled up a little bit, you know, got me thinking about that and why it's so hard for us to bring about change in this world. It's almost like you have to talk people into the fact that they really need to be free, you know. They're so involved in what this world's wrapped them up in that they're afraid to leave it, even though it's for the best thing ever, you know, to be free and empowered. You know, we've grown accustomed to being compromised and being prisoners, I guess is the best way to put it. So,
yeah, you're right.
You know, this is just kind of things rolling around in my head today. So I was kind of on a personal rant for a while myself.
Rant!
You know, and I don't mean to offend or to be, negative about anything. It's just, sometimes we need to reconnect with that fire in our heart, that purpose that we have. Because each one of us is here for a reason, you know. And it's not to go out shopping or to become indebted or, you know, to just sit and waste our lives wondering and waiting for that chance to come, you know, that we have to make our own destiny. We have to make it happen. And so, you know, sometimes it means leaving comfortable things. Sometimes it means saying goodbye to people,
mm-hmm.
you know, that in our lives that, you know, we've connected with and who, but at the same time, they're not on that path either. You know, they're mm-hmm. over here. And if we stay with them, we're going to end up over there with them, you know. We've got to find a relationship or compromise in that relationship or a relation, you know, a way to be ourselves if we're going to carry that on and still partner with those folks and maybe bring them along with us, but
uh-huh.
or make it okay if they don't come too. You know, it's, I don't know. I just, I see a world that's full of people that, you know, I want to help and I know they want help, but how to get to them, you know, how to reach out to them, reach through that illusion that's in front of their face that they mm-hmm. believe is so true. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think sometimes, you know, that's why it's called path. That's what we're called pathfinders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're called, you know, path walkers, whatever. You have to walk your path. And then when you walk your path, other people watch you walk it. So you set the example.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being the example or setting the path is difficult because you feel alone sometimes. But you're really not alone. It's just that everybody's kind of walking their own path in their own directions.
Right.
And, for example, I had a client this weekend who I was working with, and she, like most everybody, has issues, you know. So, but I took her on a walk through High Banks because I wanted her to experience how nature works, okay? How, you know, how we work, you know, how shamans look at the world, how metaphysicians or, you know, holistic people,
right.
you know, us little sparkly people, okay?
Tree-hugging
yeah.
folks.
So, you know, because sometimes we forget. You know, we forget to be children. So I invited her because I was going. And so we started walking, and it's like anything in life. You know, you wonder what happens if you're not prepared properly. Sometimes you don't know you need to be prepared. She didn't really have the right shoes for the trip because it was ice and stuff. And so I gave her my walking stick. In essence, gave, you know, put me in a situation where I had to adjust too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and so we're walking and we're walking and we're having a really good time, and I'm just having her notice things, you know, because she had a little operation on her eye where her retina had detached. And so we're walking, and then all of a sudden I just said, we'll stop right here. She's like, oh, okay, cool. I said, what do you notice? She's like, when you put somebody on, you know, on call like that to be, you know,
right.
to like notice things, sometimes it becomes difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
what am I supposed to notice? What,
yeah,
what is
exactly.
Asking me for?
I mean, that's yeah. exactly, and that's right. how life is. Sometimes we get into the situations and we have to react or respond, and sometimes we don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
But as she was approaching, I said, well, come over here for a second. I said, look at all the trees. She's like, oh yeah, they're beautiful. You know, the leaves are naked, and they've dropped everything.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what do you notice that's different? And so she wasn't too sure, and so I pointed out to her. I said, come over here, walk over here for me. I said, look at this tree right here. She goes, what's the difference with this tree than all the trees that you're looking at? She goes, I'm not sure. And she goes, well, it still has its leaves. It hasn't dropped its leaves, even though they're all dried up mm-hmm. and whatever, but they haven't dropped. And she's like, yeah, you're right. I said, here, now look this way. I said, look through the forest. Look through the woods. Tell me what else you see. She goes, oh, I noticed there's other trees that don't have the leaves dropped. I said, absolutely. That's my point. My point is that tree wrong for not dropping its leaves? Or how about the one over there? Or how about that one over there? I mean, trees supposed to do this, you know, normally drop their leaves and, you know, do mm-hmm. their cycle and, you know, whatever.
But they're individuals, too.
But these trees decided that they're not going to do that,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be different, that they're going to hang on to something. But they were all spread out in their own path, in their own little sectors of the woods.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you or Katie and I, we go off and do our thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though we're not around, but we're still doing our work. Yeah, we're still working. We're
yep.
still doing our mm-hmm. thing. We're still, doesn't change the fact that we're still on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
So, It was really cool for her to notice that, you mm-hmm. know, something that I notice when I'm walking, and it was really precious to her for her to see that and experience that.
That flash of insight mm-hmm. that, you know, that comes through, messages that come through, you know, that are just there on the surface, but we don't look for them.
But, you know, she probably wouldn't have noticed that
mm-hmm.
if I hadn't pointed that out to her. But that was my experience, and that was my, you know, moment to see that
mm-hmm.
and share that. And, you know, life is like a book. As soon as you turn a page, you get to experience that moment, and then it's, you know, it's forever gone, unless
right.
you go back and read the book, of course. But life's different, you know. You can't step into that puddle twice and expect to step in the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept continuing. We stopped a little bit, and then we got to certain parts of the trail that were getting a little rugged, you know. And she started to processing. You know, that's the whole idea, was to process
right.
and to think. I pointed out to her, I said, you know, we got to this one point where it's really deep. And
yeah.
we were going to go see the eagles. I said, we're not going to go see the eagles today. I said, because Spirit says we can't go. Now, you can go, but I'm not going. I says, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to turn around, and we're going to walk back.
Mm-hmm.
You can come with me, or you can choose to stay or keep going. So, you know, we decided we're all going to go together. Two of us are going to go back. We go back. And I was talking to her. I said, you know, it's funny that we walked a path that somebody else trailblazed, that somebody else laid for us. So this is somebody else's journey. Let's go this way. Let's cut this way. Let's go back this way. Let's
right.
see this,
yeah.
you know. Then I asked her to look at all the things that she hadn't seen before. And she started to pick out certain things. So she started to process. And then we got to one point, and I just said, well, take off your glasses. And everything was just like a certain, like a haze of yellow that you probably wouldn't notice if you're just in a hurry and just trying to exercise. I said, well, come over here. Come to the creek. We were looked over the bridge. When you're connected to Spirit, and when there's frozen water, when you look at frozen water, there's a pulsating look to it when you look at it right. When you just,
mm-hmm.
when you're in a different state of mind, when you're not thinking about bills, when you're not thinking. And she was just totally amazed.
Yeah, it's almost like it's still in motion in
yeah.
its own way.
So we're looking at, you know, the blood, the earth, you know, and it was pulsating. It was just like, mm-hmm. boom, boom, boom. You know, she could feel that. She saw that. And then I said, you know, let's just keep walking. I said, how long have you been looking down on the path so make sure that you weren't going to slip and fall? And she goes, how do you know I was doing that? Because I'm doing that,
mm-hmm.
you know, at times. But I don't do it as much, maybe as you are. So So there's this little thing. Sometimes we look away from, you know, what's in front of us because we're so concentrated in with the blinders on our eyes.
Right, right.
I see people walking like this,
all the time,
you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she started to see things a little bit. I said, I'm here to teach you how shamans look at the world. Because everything has value, everything.
Right.
So the little piece of paper you throw out the window, you know, mm-hmm. everything affects everything. And everything has a higher purpose. So it was nice. It was nice. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Be able to see with different eyes. Same mm-hmm. eyes, just different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different perspective.
And I saw things that I hadn't seen before either, you know. Things mm-hmm. popped up, you know.
It's like that. There's 1,000 lessons in that walk. You know, mm-hmm. you picked a few of them. Somebody else walking along would have seen something different, you know, that resonated with them. Because nature's always communicating. We're in constant communication with spirit.
Yeah, nature's talking to us right now.
Yeah, right.
Here I mean, if you take your shoes off, you have a different feeling than if you didn't, if you had them on.
Mm-hmm.
You're walking barefooted on your house or outside.
Right.
Your whole emotional state of mind would be completely changed, completely.
Mm-hmm.
Step in the mud, right, David? If you step in the mud outside
yeah.
with shoes on, you'd feel a bit.
Yeah.
But go outside and step outside in the mud and tell me what you're truly feeling.
Yeah.
What's going on.
You will feel connected. You'll know it, yeah. you know. You'll
blow
know
you away.
It. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, we think we're observers and we're independent and we're, you know, people moving around on this earth with our own, you know, consciousness and our own idea of what reality is. But we are just, not just, but we're parts of it all, too, you know. And we need to realize that, understand that. And when we do that, then barriers fall away, you know. The spirit can flow more freely through us. So, yeah, yeah.
And you're right. You know, we do live, I mean, when you think about it, is it really a prison? Do we really put ourselves in a situation? We kind of create our own little situations that we're in by not making the choices that we should make for ourselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we become loyal, we compromise, and then we start to create the hierarchies, you know, of loyalty to people, you know. Are we the fool? You know, we start to, or are we, you know, the warrior? You know, we play all the roles.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what are you doing? You know, ask yourself, you know, is, like you said earlier, I mean, are you in a relationship because you're needy or afraid mm-hmm. of change? Are you in a relationship because you feel bad or sorry?
You're obligated somehow, you know? Or
just afraid of the unknown.
Yeah, yeah, you know?
Your life will change no matter what decision you make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever decision you make, positive or negative, you're going to get a change.
Right.
So if you stay in a negative and dysfunctional relationship, you're going to get more of a dysfunctional relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you go outside of the relationship to a new environment, you're going to see the world much different than you saw here. And you're going to probably go, whoa, what the heck was that? You know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
You'll be sad, possibly, mm-hmm. because, you know, you have memories associated with all these people and all these events. So it's hard not to be sad and not to feel, you know, emotions about the things and the situations that we're in. It's how long you want to stay in those emotions and how long they serve you.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't know. You know, it's just one of those things. And we're creatures of habit too, and so we're comfortable.
Well, feels comfortable,
when,
right?
Yeah, you know, when yeah. we're in a certain place and a certain
right.
situation, I'm just as guilty as the next person.
Sure,
you know.
Maybe part of the lesson we need to learn too is that we're not leaving the relationship, but we're changing how we approach it. You know, sometimes we need to speak up for ourselves. Sometimes we need to set those healthy limits and boundaries mm-hmm. that we talk about.
Absolutely.
You know, the other person may not be the problem so much as your attitude towards that other person. You know, so you look within
yeah.
and you go, okay, what am I doing to affect this relationship? How am I adding to the problem that I see in the other person when really it's coming, a part of it at least from coming from me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm perpetuating that. So it's a challenge, you know. We need to keep our eyes open all the time just because we'll fall off a cliff otherwise, you know, we'll keep in the darkness.
Yeah, I mean, and you're absolutely 100% correct that, you know, if there's a problem, you're there, you're part of it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
The question is, how are you not going to be part of it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do different?
Mm-hmm.
What can they do different?
Right.
Are you willing? It takes two people, like, you know, it takes two to tango.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's how much you want to tango.
Yeah.
You know? And if you don't like to tango and you like to break dance, well, then maybe it's not a good fit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd be stepping on each other's toes yeah. a lot, you know?
I mean, I'm not here to tell people what to do. I mean, right. they have to make the final decision for themselves, or mm-hmm. same as myself and same as you.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I know I'm where I'm at because of me, not because of anybody else.
Right.
You know, because in the end, I have to make everything, every decision for myself, what it's going to be and how it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes things just happen. You know, there are events, and you have destiny before you.
Mm-hmm.
But how you experience that in each moment is what's valuable and what's important. You know, if a meteor fell out of the sky and hit us like those people near Serpent Mound in Peebles, remember?
Yeah.
What were the chances of them even thinking that their house was going to get hit by an asteroid or a meteor, you know?
Yeah, how rare was that? You know, random.
And they were born to be hit by a meteor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was their destiny.
Yeah.
They were destined to die that way in their house.
Somehow that fulfilled a plan or a purpose or a connection somewhere along the way, you know, that they don't understand. We don't understand, but it's there.
I mean, those are the things that kind of blow my mind. I mean, that when you think about it, I mean, their whole existence in this life, as they were experiencing things, moved them towards that particular moment in time. Mm-hmm.
To make that rendezvous.
You know, what would have been different if they didn't
mm-hmm.
meet that rendezvous? What would have happened?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like us. We're not guaranteed our next breath.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been my life path now, since you probably know me. You see me evolve a little bit, as I've seen you. You know, the moment's very powerful. You know, what we have right in front of us and mm-hmm. what we can see and touch. There are things you can project to the future, but, you know, I find that when you put too much emphasis on things that we want to obtain and grab and grasp to, mm-hmm. sometimes we can't grasp them and get to them because we're so busy forgetting about where we're at, you know, that, you know, we sidetrack ourselves. We forget to do the things in front of us.
Right.
So yeah. When we don't do the things in front of us, it makes it real difficult to get to where we want to be.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's very true. I'm living proof of that. Let's do that, you know. But, yeah. I talked a little bit earlier about, you know, having a plan or a purpose in my life. And really, you know, I feel that I felt it all the time that there's a calling in my life, you know. And I had a long time that I never really knew how to address that, you know, or what that meant. Because in our culture today, there isn't a place for people who feel that, really. You know, you're either in the system and working through school to get a job, to go get married and have kids and retire from your job, and if that's the plan, that's really the destiny set before as normal before a lot of us. And I never felt like I connected with that. You know, I knew that there was something different for me, you know,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I didn't have the blueprint to reach that. So it left me in a lot of confusion sometimes, or in feeling on the margins of normal society. So I didn't know quite how to approach that or cope with that for a long time until I got more mature and entered into, you know, this community that we have here and found that, yeah, you know, there's a place for being like that, for that kind of work. So that's helped a lot, you know, to be somewhere where I am understood, where, you know, I'm not shunned or feel weird for who I am. So
mm-hmm.
that's meant a lot to me. But in this modern society, you know, we don't have holy men. You know, we don't have that kind of calling for that. You know, we and as we've spoken before, there's a lot of things that are missing, like rites of passage for our young people, you know. We don't have that.
No, we don't.
We don't have rites of passage. We don't have some of the ceremony and the traditions that, you know, that are in our DNA. You know, they're just part of who we are. We need recognition of our elders. We need recognition of accomplishments, you know, and setting us, our, you know, our young people on the right path and everything. We, you know, everyone does it their own way. You know, there's religions that have their own traditions and everything like that. But just as general as a society, we've kind of just abandoned that whole thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
we just want people to work until they either die or retire. You know, and we just shove them to the side. You know, or We don't give respect to the young people as being independent people, you know, that have valuable ideas to add too, you know.
Right.
It needs a lot of change, you know, but we're here to be.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
We're back. It's about time.
Yeah.
We got kicked out.
That's okay.
The system kicked us out, man.
Yeah, but we're back. Can't hold us down.
That's right.
Well, I was talking about rite of passages for men. Men don't seem to have that. Women kind of do. They have like, let's see, Sweet 16 is a good example. That's probably the closest thing of rite of passage. But, you know, I want to say more maybe in America, men don't have a rite of passage. I don't see it too much unless you're from a different country and stuff. I watched a documentary, really brief documentary about elephants, like little baby, like young juvenile elephants, that when they get tossed out of the herd or they get lost or they don't have role models, they become very violent because they don't have any teachers. They don't have any role models. They had these rhinos that were being killed, and they couldn't figure out why because no one was taking the horns off the rhinos. But it was the juvenile pack of gang elephants were killing the rhinos. And I never thought that elephants did that, but they actually can be very violent when they're really their hormones are raging and stuff. So they'll do all kinds of crazy stuff. So what they did is, and this is really weird, they actually killed off the male gang leader elephants because they were teaching these elephants the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the young baby ones and put them into another herd where they were really big elephants and they were really big role models.
Yeah,
and the elephants didn't mess around. They just knew.
Yeah.
But it was weird that I didn't know elephants did that. It was really strange.
They're very intelligent.
Yeah.
A lot like us, you know.
Yeah.
They have social structures, too. And so that's a good lesson, you know, that lacking role models, positive role models, you know. You see it in our society, you know, juvenile gangs and, you know, just everybody wants to be carrying a gun and be tough. And, you know, that's because there's a lot of fathers have left families, you know, and single moms working two jobs, can't be the home. You know, and kids grow up without role model, a strong male role model in a lot of cases. You know, we have broken homes. Guys get them on every other weekend. That's not enough to really mentor a child, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lost and confused children out there.
And so these big bull elephants were actually taught the younger ones how to behave. So when you don't have that structure, some type of a hierarchy or some type of, you know, discipline, like you said, they're really intelligent. You know, these animals can become very, you know, untrained in a sense.
Sure, yeah.
But it was really sad that they had to kill off these other elephants, you know, because they were just so unruly and they were killing the other animals in the forest or the jungle, I mean, or wherever, the plains or whatever. And I was just like,
wow.
I was really shocked because, you know, a lot of people like elephants.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you ever see an elephant put into captivity and they get really pissed off when they're chained and if they break loose, they'll just rampage everything. So I'm sure if I had a chain on my foot,
and prodded, told what to do all the time. Yeah.
And then if I didn't have a role model and no one taught me how to do things, I'm sure I would be unruly to some degree.
Yeah. You know, you're like 5, 6, 7 times bigger than these little humans, you know, that are pushing you around. So, yeah.
But I was surprised because, you know, I was raised and I was taught that, you know, the animal kingdom doesn't really do that. You know, that animals don't really kill for pleasure or for fun. But, you know, these, I don't know why they did it. Maybe they was territory or whatever, but they did it, you know, and I was just like, man, that's nuts.
You see it once in a while. Once in a while when the psychology gets thrown out of whack, you know, when nature gets thrown out of whack. Yeah. I want to read a little post. I'm not going to say who wrote it here, but it's one of our friends. And she just starts by saying, I am outside enjoying the weather while my daughter is in Girl Scouts, and I am having a very heart-wrenching experience. First, a father and a small child came out of the rec center, and he was screaming at him. I don't know what the child had done. Regardless, it was frightening. He was cussing and blaming a four-year-old for ruining his day. When he shut the car door, the grown man started screaming at the top of his lungs and sped off way above the speed limit. 2 minutes later, a mom came out with her maybe six-year-old, and her daughter was crying. She said, Mommy, I don't want to do this class. Again, I observed rage as the mother screamed, You owe me over and over again. Here's the thing, people. These are small children that do not have a vocabulary to speak their needs and feelings. Yes, children have to do things they don't want. Yes, as parents, we get triggered and feel upset. What I witnessed, I experienced growing up. Parents regressing to a childlike state and throwing fits like children. Parents using their fits and threats to get them to do what they want. It's time for a change. Time for a revolution. This is why nonviolent communication training and techniques are so important to me right now. There are ways to feel your feelings, identify needs, and rationally come up with solutions. Usually once feelings are allowed to be felt and need is heard, peace usually follows. That really hit me because, you know, I wasn't yelled at as a child. I was teased and, you know, kind of, it was a different kind of abuse, I guess you could say. They're trying to rein in my, you know, trying to toughen me up, you know, and make it so that I, you know, wasn't so sensitive. Because I was a pretty sensitive kid. You know, I could feel things. I was very empathetic, you know. So my dad, in his way, tried to, you know, my parents tried to work with that as best they could. You know, and their world, you know, was a lot more strict, you know. When they were growing up, they did what they were told, and they didn't feel those things. You know, if you did, you hit it, you know. And so the best they could with what they did. I don't blame them at all, you know, but it had its effect on me, you know. I love them. I love them to death. You know, they're still alive, and they're great. They're having a great life. They've worked hard for, and you know, I've coped with some of the things, and I've grown beyond some of the damage. You know, of course, we all damage each other. You know, there's, I don't know if there's a single parent out there that hasn't passed on some of the garbage that they've went through in some way or another. You know, there's no manual out there for raising children. But getting back to that, the being the rites of passage for males, and kind of having that. That experience, you know, that would be a bonding time for young men and older men too, you know, to go through that, know that they've gone through that same thing together. You know, you posted that little video about the African tribes and their rites of passage, the circumcision.
Yeah, I know, probably turned you off at that.
Well, it was like, whoa, what is this about? But that's the way of the world for some people. You know, in some areas of the world, you know, they have the circumcision rituals at 13, 14 years old, you know, and that's not a baby like I was, you know.
Yeah.
But that's their, they go through that. They have that common shared experience, and now you're a man, you know.
And those aren't the right passages that I'm thinking about.
No.
You ain't touching me, man.
Maybe you get too far with that. But, you know, just acknowledgement, just encouragement, just, you know, a connection of some kind in generationally, you know. If we rely on what we've taught on TV and what, you know, society in general gives us as examples, you know, they're very poor. You know, they don't address the real basic needs within us, you know. And so we have to come up with our own, not just rely on our televisions and society to raise our children and to teach them what's right and wrong.
All right. Well, our guest tonight is Kelly Bowman. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she's on the line here. She's going to give us about a half an hour of her time.
Great.
She's a really busy person. There's things that she has to take care of. So we're going to come back after the break real quick, and we're going to bring her on.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. WithInsights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to WithInsights Radio. E. Garcia and David Two Crows. We're here live in Columbus, Ohio. Hopefully you're enjoying our show here. We have our guest, I believe, on the line here. Her name is Kelly Bowman. She's the creator of many metaphysical and spiritual expos. Most of you probably know the Gift of Light Expo and much more she does. So take a gamble here that this is her on the phone. So. Hello, Kelly.
Hello?
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 Hello, we can hear you.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Hi, Kelly.
Okay, great. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Just running around like a something with my head cut off.
Yeah. We know you're a pretty busy person.
Yeah, busy so. Time of year for you.
Yeah.
Well, probably every time of year.
Yeah, it's fun. It actually keeps me from eating too much, so.
Well, I don't think you'd do it if you didn't love it in some way, you know?
Yeah.
Right. I absolutely love it. Like, I started doing this at 18 and failed miserably 3 times. They always say, you know, third time's a charm, or if you fail 3 times, then you can have complete success. But I'm getting there. I'm finally learning something from it, so... I'm actually going to be back in the same building that I was in my first show in at the age of 19 and flopped. So this coming weekend, we'll be back in that building. And I think it's almost like bittersweet. It's nice.
Well, it's coming full circle for you. You know, you're such, you've grown so much, you know, I'm sure that and the successful, you know, expos that you've had, we all enjoy that. You're such a resource in our community that we deeply appreciate you.
Oh, man, I really appreciate everybody, too. I just can't thank everyone enough. I really can't. You're all so supportive.
Yeah. We really enjoy being able to participate in your expos, especially when we get to drum there.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
We're a big drum group here. So let me ask you a question. How did this all start? I mean, what brought you to this point that you thought you, I mean, I know you do work in the metaphysical community, but what was it about doing this type of particular, you know, thing with expos? Because that takes a lot of courage and that takes a lot of time and a lot of investment.
Well, like I kind of already told you my life story in the first 5 seconds, I actually started doing this out of high school. And I went to my expos and I would try to sell my art. I had like spiritual art that I would draw and paint. And I remember sitting outside in Dallas with my mother, and my artwork was just like, it kept blowing over. It just, because it's windy down there. And so my artwork kept blowing over. Couldn't stop it. Got so upset. I said, I don't want to be in the show anymore. I just want to run the show, because then I don't have to worry about my artwork falling over. And I had this epiphany, and my mother said, why don't you do a show? I think you'd do a really good job. And I said, that's a good way to be creative. And I started my work down there right out of high school, and so I was doubling. I was singing and doing that at the same time, creative outlet. And then brought a show up to Columbus. It was called Fine Arts in Fall. I was 19. And it was a horrible flop. But I laugh about it because I remember back then thinking I knew everything. And that's what I tell my daughter now. You don't really know everything like you think you do. But I learned how to market. It took me 20 years. But now I know how to market, and I just really enjoy it. We're in our 15th year with the Gift of Light Expo, and I'm just excited because we're actually going full circle and coming back to the first place where I, you know, had my biggest challenge in this industry. And a lot of people don't know that about me because they think that I, you know, just started doing this like 10 years ago or something, but I actually started then. And I did meet Bill Mitchell. He was Ohio's most legendary psychic, and I started apprenticing with him because I had an ability that I wasn't aware of. And, of course, I was listening to you speak earlier. Your parents don't really support that right off the bat when you have something that's maybe taboo to them. So then, you know, I just started mentoring with him and going to seances and then performing seances, and then he ended up passing in 2008, and it sort of literally fell in my lap because the family and the friends said, you're it, this is it. You know, you're the next one in line, you're the best one to do it. And I was like, are you kidding me? I can't fill these shoes. And they said, you're gonna fill those shoes and you're gonna have to do it. So I said, okay, I'll just support Bill the best way I can, and I did that, and I actually created this expo around Bill to begin with because I thought he was so amazing at what he did, and I got so many rave reviews on his work, and I thought, you know what, I was in college. I said, I got to stop cleaning your house and scrubbing your toilets, and I need to do a show based on you. And so mm-hmm. then I did, and it just turned out beautifully. But now he's not with us, but he still is because I get all these mm-hmm. messages from him. So it's a blessing, and I got to meet you in the midst of mm-hmm. it all, and I'm so happy. So
yeah,
that's my story.
Yeah, yeah, I've met Bill Mitchell before. Several times. Really
he's,
cool guy.
He's
yeah,
sort of, it can be, and it can be weird meeting him, you know, at first, because then it's like, who is this guy? Who does he think he is? But he's like one of the most generous, kindest people you'd ever meet, and you don't know what he does. He's sort of like that St. Vincent movie, kind of. Sort of like an angel in disguise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah. So what do you enjoy the most about putting an expo together?
Well, it sounds crazy, but what I enjoy most is pulling it together and getting to see all of my metaphysical family. I enjoy the high of us all coming together. Like the force is almost like a vortex. It's like all these beautiful people. And all the other people that are in it for money only sort of weed themselves out eventually of the show that we do because the money's a beautiful bonus, but it's, I mean, for all of our vendors and stuff, but it's just coming together as this force of wonderful, positive energy. We all come together, and, of course, you guys drum. We sing. We have musicians that give their gifts and their art. And I think it's really about just the union of it all. It feels, it's kind of like my church. You know, that's
sure,
how
sure,
I feel.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. You know, I don't know how other metaphysical communities are in other places, but I get this feeling from ours that really it's just a gathering of friends. And, you know, we're not so much in competition as we are just, you know, we're out there doing our things and we love and support each other, and it feels different. It feels good to not have that, you know, just everything strictly business and, you know, you're on my turf and my territory and you can't do this because I do this and that kind of thing. So, you know, I like the feeling of that, and that's something I want to keep encouraging in our metaphysical group to cooperate instead of be competitive. So I think that these episodes go along. You had to go a long way towards that because it gets us together, you know, and even if we have never met someone before, you know, it's they do feel like, you know, they're just extended family and we're all at a family reunion. So
I was getting ready to say that. That's so weird. I'm not going to pull in on your energy because I was saying it was like, it's sort of like a family reunion and the best kind I've ever been to because Bill always said, it, you know, not a blood tie does not a family make. And a lot of times your spiritual family are the ones that are there for you and really get your back and hold you up.
Right.
You know, and it's amazing what comes through when you come to this show. I'm not bragging, but I will say it's a lot different from a lot of the other ones because it really is a union. It's not, and whoever comes in new that says, hey, I've never done this before. Hey, come on in. You know, any questions, don't feel ridiculous. Ask. You know, what is this and why do you do it and what does it do? You know, not everybody's savvy or into what we do, you know.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's going to be our first time, too. So we're excited about that, having a booth. And we're just kind of testing the waters to see what it's like. And, you know, we've kind of all gone in. There's maybe four or five of us in this booth. So we're here crafting things and thinking about what we're going to do. And it's really put us it's exciting. It's kind of put us in a different area, in a different arena.
Are you going to wing it, or do you know?
I have a few things.
I'm a winger, man.
You just totally a winger, you know. You know. I've got a few things I'm making, and I've written a book, so I'm going to be selling that there, and just talking to people, and networking with other practitioners and people, and just seeing how it goes. Because I just enjoy the energy there, you know, and walking around and and soaking all that up, you know. I had a crazy idea, too, about I wanted to set it up so that people could come and paint me.
You could do that. We're actually painting the floor. So, yeah, this is like a karmic, like, jive, fun, artistic kind of.
Yeah.
It's like a cross between a metaphysical show and a con fest in a way, because we're going to paint the floor and we're going to do like a meditation vortex project that somebody's putting together right this minute. That's going to be really neat for meditation. It's going to spin around you. Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice.
And fun, if anything but that, right?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking, hey, people would love to paint me and, you know, just have wild and crazy times. So,
just put down a tarp.
Yeah,
he's smiling at me like, oh, don't encourage him here.
Yeah, because you know what happens, I'll get into that too.
Yeah.
I tell every vendor, if you need help decorating your booth, let me know, because I do feng shui. But I'll tell you what, do whatever you want within the perimeters of your booth, as long as it doesn't break the law, and I'll be fine with it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you have other, I mean, this isn't just a Columbus thing now. Have you expanded to other cities too?
Yeah, I actually expanded to Cleveland because a friend of mine said, hey, I live in Cleveland. Can you come do a show in Cleveland? And, you know, I'm always up for a challenge, but here's me going, yeah, sure, let me just throw that together real quick. No, it's hard. It's so hard to do shows, you know, but I really thrive on that last-minute stress. So we do a show in Cleveland 2 weeks after GOL in Columbus, and we get a completely different crowd. It's like, but they're still so abundantly appreciative. It's amazing. And then, so I spread out to Ocean City and tried that. Boy, I spent so much money, I had to claim a loss last year. So that was fun. But, you know, I'm always up for something new. And then I woke up one night and heard the phrase angels and aliens, and I was like, oh, my gosh. It moved me so deeply because I'm really into extraterrestrial energy and a lot of research on ancient aliens and history and how they influenced our society and the way we live today. And alien's not a bad word to me at all. It's actually intriguing, and I find it edgy, and people come to that, and they do a lot of edgy talks, and people are really into the controversy and the government cover-ups, and so I had to do that one. And then I've got a fascination with vampires, and I do a show called The Vampires Ball just for myself.
That's cool.
That's just a party. People dress up just for fun and fancy and just, you know, just walk around like vampires. No blood sucking.
Ah, oh, man, come on. No,
Cherry Kool-Aid, man.
Cherry Kool-Aid, yeah.
Just a lot of good music and a lot of seductive dancers and stuff. It's just fun. You know, it's just something to think you're, like, on Hollywood movie set sort of thing.
Just what I don't need.
Right?
My Latin blood comes out.
That's
hey,
a recipe
dance
for trouble right there.
The expo is March 14th and 15th in Columbus. It's at the Ohio Expo Center, right? At the Lashi Building, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the other one is March 28th, 29th in Cleveland, Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds.
Yes, in the Home and Hobby Building.
And then the admission is $12, is that correct?
It's $12 in Columbus and $10 in Cleveland.
Okay. All right.
It's a little bit smaller of a show in Cleveland.
And I believe you can get a coupon
online. You can go
online
and get a really good coupon, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So...
giftoflightexpo.com.
Perfect. You sent that to the chat room. Everybody's looking at it. Everybody's happy. So you guys can get your coupons
there.
Yeah,
that coupon, there's a super coupon on there. So people are getting into that super coupon because they're going to get in for dirt cheap. And remember, all those classes that are listed, all the drumming that you see, all the classes, all the music, all the... that, like we talked about, the labyrinth and the vortex meditation machine, and that we've got meditators that come in and they're going to do it. Put on, get your yoga pants and get set up. We got yoga mats and a whole yoga area. We're going to do demonstrations and free classes on that. So everything is included with that $12 that you pay, and less if you get online and get that coupon. And you could just have fun all weekend. There's so much to do and so many things to see and a lot of people to meet. The readings are extra and stuff like that, but we have to honor our gifted people, to, you know, they really do work hard. at what they do. And there are vendor booths and merchants. It just goes on and on. So it's going to just be a really fun show. And I am uploading the program to the website within the next couple of hours. So that'll be up and running. And people can just, they can print it out and jot on it, or they can just wait and get a really nice, beautiful program for free when they get to the door. So whichever.
All right. And there's parking, too. How much is the parking this year?
The parking is only $5. When we were at Vets, I loved Vets, but it was like $8, and now it's only $5. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So it'll be nice.
And there'll be food there as well, or...?
They will have food. There's actually a special caterer that we've ordered, and we'll have a variety of foods, health-conscious foods. And then, hey, if you feel like having pizza, it's going to be there too. Pizza can be healthy, and salads and stuff like that. We'll have live entertainment with Douglas Bluefeather. He plays American Indian flute. We also have Brian Henke playing spiritual guitar music. We have, oh my goodness, it goes on and on. We have Cryptic Predictions, who, it's Jillian. She comes in, plays guitar. She's really good at Stevie Nicks. Then we've got this awesome drumming group called the Condor Eagle Drummers. We have the Habibas of the Dance of the Arts doing belly dancing just for half an hour a day. We have, like I said, the yoga demonstration. We have Deborah Wolf doing... she's going to be doing healing through singing bowls, and she's literally got a bowl that she stands in the middle of. That big, and does the singing and the healing. And then we have a guy named John Saxon, who is a piano psychic, and he is going to be playing live and doing it. Yeah, we're going to be doing a demo with that. And it's always like a huge powwow. It's fun, and we have healers and, I mean, man, it's fun. We have so much of a good time. It's just there's always something to do. So
that's true.
Yeah, yeah. And kids under 10
come
are free.
Come on down. Kids
I'm
10
under 10
and under
so.
Are free. And actually, this is the one bummer. We did have the Ronald McDonald House sponsoring a booth, and they were going to have a kids area, but we're doing a kids labyrinth in place of that because I guess that they had an issue with being able to be there. So, you know, we'll still support them financially and give them charity money and stuff. And we're also supporting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, like the Night Walk. I always do that every year. And I also this year am supporting something new, which is Stop Domestic Violence. I'm a psychic, and I had a client that had passed away a couple of years ago by a domestic violence situation. And I did warn her that she was in danger, but you know how we don't want to listen even to ourselves at times. I sometimes say, don't step on that chair, it's going to break, and then I do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But she lost her life to this horrible, horrible, tragic thing that's out there, and we don't want to have anybody get away with anything like that anymore. We want to stop the domestic violence and support that charity as well. So we do our raffles. We give gifts away every hour on the hour over the loudspeaker. So when you come in, you fill out a registration form. You are entered for either a reading, or our vendors give away free gifts for everybody, to do this. And it all goes to charity. All the money that goes into the raffle and that people want to buy extra tickets to win, it goes right to the charities every year. And so it's just a really wonderful giving. It's sort of like that eternity symbol. It just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. And, you know, we get the money from the person in the door, and then somebody else gets it, and they use it for the better good of humanity and the world and the universe, and then, you know, it comes back to us 100-fold because we tried to be good people. So, like I said, this is our church. We tithe. So, you know,
exactly.
it's all about giving back and paying it forward and paying it sideways and paying it every way. Any way you can.
I dream of an 18-year-old kid, you know?
Yeah.
And she's 25 now, but.
Yeah.
That, you
oh,
know,
my goodness.
No, but that's amazing. That's a great story for young people,
right?
Who are looking for role models. We were talking about that earlier, and inspiration, or even people who are, you know, wherever they're at in their ages, to see that, you know, you just got to keep plugging away sometimes.
Right.
You can't just quit.
It's not unattainable. It's not silly. It's not, you know, ridiculous, or, you know, it's your dream.
Just keep planting those seeds. You know, eventually something's going to sprout and grow from that. Mm-hmm. And Kelly,
well,
you've done that.
Oh, thank you. That's what it's all about right there. When you just compliment me, my heart just, it pitter-patters. Because I feel like, you know, I stuck with this. I mean, literally, I will be honest. Bill Mitchell was not only a gifted and wonderful man, but he was also very funny, humorous, and he could be a very blunt man. And he looked at me one day and he said, "Why do you keep doing this show? Look at what it's doing to you." Like, you know, it's like, say I had a bad year or something, and I'd say it's because I feel destined to do it. And the more I repeat it, the more it will happen. Mm-hmm. I just have to keep doing it persistently and be patient, and it will work out, Bill. And he's with me sometimes, and he sees it's starting to finally catch. And people are saying, "This is really fun. We need to be more involved in stuff like this. We got a lot of college kids now. It's great. You know, we got ages 18 up to 80, you know, 90.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with who you are. Just be yourself."
Well, we really appreciate you sharing your story. I know you got to run. You got things to do this evening. And, you know, thank you for taking time to share your story about the expos and how you got involved in your paintings or your drawings flying around in the wind in Texas there.
From humble beginnings come great things, and you,
it is.
That's your journey.
Weird.
We like I said, we appreciate you so much, and I'm so looking forward to this weekend and seeing you and drumming and having our booth there. It's like you said, it's like a circus party, you know, fun thing to do, and it's just going to be awesome.
So excited to see you guys. If it is only once or twice a year, so excited. Can't wait. It's the highlight
of
my year.
Good.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can't wait, guys. We're going to have a great time. Everyone's invited. Come on.
Everybody come on down.
Great.
To Get the Light Expo. Come and meet our host, Kelly Bowman. She'll be there with us. And you'll get to see the Condor Eagles, all the Gary Herons, and all those psychic speakers.
And you might be able to paint me.
You might be able to paint David.
There you go, David. Going to get painted.
Just putting it out to the
universe. If you don't feel too vulnerable, you can just, you know, do like waist-high exposure and they can paint you. Or you can wear some Speedos.
For everyone's benefit, I'll be wearing like a T-shirt and some shorts. That's as far as I'll go. Just for their
okay,
benefit.
Okay, well, I'm going to have that tempera paint. You can get that on your skin. It's non-toxic.
Yes.
We'll buy some tempera paint.
Wash off.
I'm going to have that tempera paint to do the labyrinth.
This will happen.
Oh, I forgot to mention one of the best things. We have an organic food mandala. It's going to be great. I wanted you guys to drum around it afterwards. When we're done, and then we're going to scoop up some organic beans and rice and put it in a bag for everybody to take home and cook and enjoy the Reiki food. But it's going to be the most beautiful exhibit because Julie McLaughlin is an amazing artist. She does henna and mandalas and everything. We don't have the monks and the sand mandala, but we've got an amazing organic artist with organic food mandala. It's going to be amazing.
This gets better and better all the time.
It does. Wow. I forgot about that. You know, you got to have features and stuff.
So, everybody, come on down. This is going to be an amazing time. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You get to paint David too, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. God bless you. And take care of yourself.
All right.
We'll see you this weekend.
Bye, Kelly.
Love and gratitude.
Thanks.
Take care,
my friend. Okay,
bye. That was awesome.
Wow, what a light she is in our community. I mean, really just a testament to living your dream, you know, and not letting yourself get discouraged. She could have plenty of times she said, "I just, you know, I'm overwhelmed by this. I can't do it anymore." But she's following her passion.
Could you imagine an 18-year-old kid? I mean, I was 18. I remember all the things that I wanted to do. That, you know, there was always somebody around there going, "Ah, no, you're stupid. Why are you going to do that? You know,
like that. You're not going to make money that way."
But, you know, her mom was encouraged her, you know, to do something, to go out there. And,
right.
You know,
that makes all the difference.
And she had the vision at that age to go, hey, you know what? I'm going to make sure my stuff's getting in the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
yeah.
I'm going to make the show,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what's the best way to do that, you know?
Right.
Creating your own event for yourself. To
I mean,
be.
She could have easily gone, you know, my art's blowing over. I'm tired of this. I'm
mm-hmm.
not doing this again. But she instead, you know, said, you know what? I want to run the show. I want to approach it from a different aspect. I want to be the one who puts it together and watches everyone else grow or
mm-hmm.
their art blow over or whatever.
But you know what was really cool? Is
yeah.
that even though she failed, and she probably failed more than once, I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if we really sat and talked with her about that, you know, she plugged away and kept going, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, probably... I had to sleep in her car from time to time just to do stuff. And that's the stories you hear about people who are successful
yeah.
with things like this. But eventually, you know, she got one that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one, and people start believing in her too, you know. They're probably looking at her and going, oh, she's this young girl. You know, what
mm-hmm.
you know. You know how society is. Sometimes we don't trust our youth with things. But as she progressed, as she learned, as we all do,
right.
you know, people start to see us. The kids that we once were, we become the ancestors. We become the adults. You
right.
know, our kids look at us, and, you know, at some time we're running away. Well, these little people are looking at me for advice.
Right.
You know, I hope I'm giving them something right, you know. But, you know,
I'm sure people used to think we were just silly guys out there doing something, you know, who
mm-hmm.
knows what. And, you know, it's grown from that. Now, you
mm-hmm.
know, people look at us and, you know, they kind of respect what we do. At least I hope they do. But even if they don't, we're still going to do it, you know. That's what it is when you have a dream, when you're following your heart. Like I said, she slept in her car, but at the same time, maybe at times, but she believed in what she was doing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when you're doing that, you'll put up with anything, and you'll gladly make those sacrifices.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a little break.
Okay.
And come back, and we have some callers on the line. And
sure.
Ask them, see where they're at, what they want to do, what's going
Sounds
on in
good.
Their life. But I hope you've been enjoying our show and what we've been talking about, and, you know, just kind of sharing the nuggets in our head.
Mm-hmm.
The things that, you know, our experiences. So with that, we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Think Radio. Garfield.
I'm David Two Crows. We don't have Katie singing Eagle with us.
She's actually in a class.
In a class.
Today. Katie's in a class today. So
she's with us in spirit.
That's right.
I can almost hear her laughter right now.
Yeah, yeah. I took her to the doctor today. She had her appointment, and everything's good.
Good, good. I'm really glad to hear that, you know.
But prayers to her.
Absolutely.
She's our sister. We all need prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I need prayers. Help me. Oh, but yeah, we hope you're enjoying the show. We hope you enjoyed listening to Kelly Bowman talk about the expo that's coming up this weekend, which is totally fun and totally, I'm stoked for it.
Yeah.
I never did expo because I figured I really didn't need it, but there's a part of me just wants to experience the expo life, you know,
sure.
kind of just hang
yeah.
out there. Because, you know, when you and I go to expos, I don't toot our horns very often, okay? And I don't want to come across conceited or anything, so I'm just going to put a disclaimer right now to everybody. But when David and I go to these shows, it surprises me how many people really know who we are.
Right.
It
we
blows
don't realize
my mind.
The people that we touch through Facebook
yeah.
and through the things we do. And, you know, it's rewarding. It's
yeah.
humbling at the same time because, you know, you realize the effects that you have, you know, the words that you say or the actions that you take do touch lives, you know. And
yeah.
That's a responsibility that comes with that, too.
And, you know, it really touches my heart when people come up to you and says, oh, you know, you did this or you did that, or
yeah.
we heard your show,
mm-hmm.
or I was at one of your drummings, or vice versa, or
mm-hmm.
people who never met us wanted to meet us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times we've got you know, we walk one in, Iggy, oh, Dad, yeah, Iggy, yeah. Iggy. It's just like, it was fun. It's that's our moment to shine. You know, that's our moment to be in our community.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like when people go to their thing, you know, their Comic Cons or whatever, and everybody knows them, you know, the people who are there. So because we're kind of like mini,
yeah,
mini celebrities.
Celebrities, yeah.
In our little community.
We're kind of a big deal in the small pond.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just in the small pond. But we love it.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
It.
You know, and we always want to give back to that community, too. You know, the things we do, they're not just to make us feel better about ourselves and everything. We really do feel that need for service, you know, and that's why we do the things we do and put ourselves out there. We want to be examples. We want you to come out there and be an example,
exactly.
too, you know.
You know, we talked about this, you know, at our... Is the work we're doing significant? Are we making a difference?
Mm-hmm.
I've asked you that. You know, and you planned. You said we were planning laying seeds. Sometimes we'll sow them, but we'll never see the fruits
yeah.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do go to the Gift of Light, or we do go to the ULE and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we are acknowledged by people who are in our community. You know, who say, mm-hmm. hey, you know what, we really appreciate you for what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think our zaniness and our goofiness, people like it. You know, because sometimes the world's too stuffy.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of that.
I mean, who the heck is going to paint themselves? You know what I mean? Yeah, ask me. You know, you're going to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With the tempera paint. You know what I mean?
I'm up for it.
I mean, come on. That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's who we are. I mean, we're goofy shamans.
Yeah.
You know, we do all these different things.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's just...
And it only when I hear all these people or get the feedback, you know, that, hey, I really like what you did and thought that was cool and you touched my life, it only makes me want to do more, you know?
Exactly.
You know, I just want to be out there more and doing bigger and better things, you know, so it's good for me, too.
And you make a lot of good connections, too,
mm-hmm.
because people introduce you to things and
sure.
other people. And so the expo is a good place to you know, connect with people that you've not met.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty cool.
Every moment gives you an opportunity to, you know, your path to grow and change. And
like Kelly said, it's our church, in
mm-hmm.
our moment to be together and commune together. And, you know, I'm excited to drum there and play it out and pound it out and, you know, and do what we do. And
mm-hmm. dance.
Hopefully I'll be making some medicine bags out of recycled, repurposed baby bags.
Right from the shaman's hands, ladies and
yeah.
gentlemen. Come
right from the shaman's
it.
Hands, man.
Come and get it.
You know, an old leather bag that was at the thrift store is going to be
mm-hmm.
converted into something very magical and very spiritual.
You know, and I'm sure if the Native Americans of old had glue guns, they would have used those instead of tree sap. So... You know, the things we make are made out of everyday objects, just like they did, you know. So you might not think of them as authentic, you know, but they are because they're made from what is surrounding us. And that's what the artists and the shaman of the time do and did, you know. I make my costumes out of foam rubber and material I buy at Joann's Fabrics, but because that's what's around me. That's my world, you know. And I want to take common everyday objects and turn them into sacred objects.
It's funny to see myself. Like if I had a camera, watch myself going to the thrift store and looking at these purses.
Yeah.
And
sure, what are you going to do
you
with
know?
Those purses?
And I'm like, I got like four purses in my hand, and then I'm at Michael's buying beads and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm like the
yeah.
only guy in there. You know,
yeah, I'm looking at it. There's another guy come across, kind of nodded.
And
you
know,
yeah, you know,
cool. Yeah. You know, you give up like your C-bus sign, you know, and you walk through there. I want to say hi to our friend Mudto Sasquatch, who came into the room. Todd,
yes.
he's
observing from the side,
listening to us here
in the bushes, kind of hiding.
Like yeah,
Sasquatch do, but we know he's there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Yeah. Well, let's take caller and let's
yeah.
see what's on their mind, what's going on. So we ask you, you know, just keep it short and simple. You know, give us.
Feedback
about show or whatever,
yeah.
whatever you're listening to. So we don't want you to all disconnect right now. Some of you disconnect. Okay, we'll catch this one before they go.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys? I haven't talked to you guys in a little bit. Not much.
Great.
You guys are doing good, what you're doing for like the dedications and all the donations going to the right foundations. You guys are doing good with that stuff.
Good,
you know,
good.
It money's energy, and I think people need to understand that. You know, money's not a bad thing, and it's not a good thing. It just is what it is, and what we do with it is what makes the difference.
True. True.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Appreciate that.
That's true.
Anything on your mind tonight, or?
I just have like a lot of on my plate, basically. Like, I get, like, frustrated, like, some, like, what you guys said earlier, too, like, the energies and stuff like that. It's like, sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm bad. You know what I mean? In a good way. Bad. You know what I mean.
Sure, sure. That's normal. You know, that's a normal thing, being on this planet.
Well, in our society, too, it's so, there's so many stress factors coming at us. You know, we don't have, like, 150 years ago, you know, you had one job and you just kind of did it. And now there's so many things clamoring for your attention all the time and so much information coming at us that it's easy to get stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you get annoyed, too. Well, you want to have it like yesterday.
Exactly.
Well, Rosemarie, I picked a card for you. All right. Cool. And the card I got is the Lynx. It's about discernment. Look beyond immediate appearances. Gotta be like a little cat, you know. You know how cats are really cautious about things. They're not the first ones to jump into just anything. They kind of check it out, you know, look at it. So spirit's saying, just go with caution, proceed, you know, look at things. Especially when you're dealing with the big things that are really super important for you, things that are in your life that can affect other things. So just be like that Lynx, you know, just go twisting your head. You couldn't see that. Yeah. Shake your head.
Cool.
All right.
Gotcha. Thanks.
All right, sister. Well, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate you, and we'll put you back on hold there, okay?
Same here. Cool.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Like cats.
Yeah.
Like my cat. He disappeared for like a day. Everybody's freaking out. Where's Rocky? Can't find Rocky. His collar was off. The kids had taken off his collar, so they were all freaked out. He might go outside and get
cats
caught.
Cats are fine. I mean, they're pretty independent.
I'm like, he's going to be fine. Just don't worry. Maybe he's got a girlfriend. Leave him alone, you know. But it turned out he was in the closet. He put himself in the closet and just slept in there for, like, a good day. He came out and was like,
he needed that, yeah.
He put a song behind him. You know, just like, what's up? It was like, Rocky's like, hey, what? What's going on? What's going on? I'm good. You good?
Yeah.
Rocky.
You know, we've got two cats at our house, Lori and I, and the cats are very intelligent, you know, and when you don't play with them enough, they kind of cause mischief, you know, like they'll chew on cords and stuff, you know. So I don't know how many phone chargers and computer charging cords we've gone through since we've had them, but I try to play with them as much as I can. But, you know, they're very smart, and they get bored easily, so you got to keep coming up with things to. So you just don't get a cat and go, I've got a cat, so you just ignore it. You know, that you got to nurture that relationship.
Well, it's just like anything. If you get ignored enough, you're gonna feel the repercussions
of
that.
You're acting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad attention is better than none.
Let's go to the next drama here. Maybe. Where my screen just went. Where are you?
Well, we've already gotten kicked out once tonight. So
no, it's not that. It's I laid the card down, and it like
blanked your screen.
Yeah, blanked my screen on today's has been kind of a crazy day. All right, there it is. Exit. Yes, I want to exit CyberLink. Okay, here we go. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Anybody on the line?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
They may be listening to the show.
That's fine.
All right. We're going to put you back on hold unless in the next 2 seconds while I'm going to get ready to push this button. All right.
Oh.
All right. We'll put them on hold. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hello. We hear you.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Jinx. I wasn't sure if it was me or you were talking to someone else. Hey, this is Chris. I know both of you. First time listening to your show, and this is awesome.
Oh,
just
cool.
Absolutely awesome. I enjoy
hearing Kelly.
I'm new to this. So nice hearing Kelly and getting to hear about the expo coming up, and I fully endorse it. I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And you guys, your drumming adds so much to the atmosphere of the expos that I've heard you play at, so it's a highlight for me to get to listen to the Condor Regal drummers.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to be in full regalia and ready to go, and David's going to be painted.
Okay. So if we have our drums with us, can we join in, or we have our shakers or something?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Awesome.
You become part of the group.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You do.
Okay.
So are you going to be working with Maisie and the events?
Yeah, I'm going to help her out. I guess she's doing a talk, and so she's asked me to help pass out some flyers and things like that. And I always volunteer at all the expos that I can, so
okay.
I will be there at least one, if not both days.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and
excellent.
It's a great opportunity to get in there and experience it if you've not been before. I can remember my first expo I ever went to, and I was just led there by spirit. Didn't know anything about metaphysical or spiritual or anything like that, and walked around and totally felt the energy, loved it, fed off of it. And then during the period of the next year, got involved in the community, learned a lot more, met a lot of people, and then the next year I went back, it was like, oh, well, that's what that word means. Or that's what they meant when I heard them talking about, you know. So it's a learning and growing experience, but it is just so fulfilling, and the energy is wonderful. Yep, so I will be there with Maisie. I'll be there with Bells on, or at least the tiara. I'm not sure.
Cool. You going to paint David?
Anyway. Okay, I was just going to say, I'll stop by and do we bring our own brushes or whatever? Or
are you supplying brushes?
I'll bring some brushes, but there'll probably be brushes there, and
okay.
I don't know if I'm going to charge a dollar a minute or something, or I don't know. It'll work itself out.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Most definitely, I'll look forward to seeing
it's
you guys.
Not something
there.
You'll see at every expo.
Yeah.
Not what you'll see at every expo, that's for sure. You know, that's just
no,
the way we
I
roll.
No, I don't think
though.
I've ever seen this before. So I'm sure it'll be a new feature that people will request year after year. Just like the free hugs, you know, that's on, and people look forward to the free hugs. So now it's going to be
I won't be here this year. I won't be
you
here
what?
This year for the free hugs. I won't be here.
So you guys won't.
Yeah. Well, we've apprenticed under you. I think I've learned how to give a
I think
proper
you guys know
hug.
How to hug now.
Yeah.
I'll be in Peru.
Yeah.
I'll
Is
be in Peru visiting.
Is that the Peru trip time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I missed the, what is it?
Comfest.
Comfest and the other thing. What's it called?
The Dude Operator.
Dude Operator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
oh, yes.
Wow, Dude Operator Peru. All right, Chris.
Well, you'll be having a very different experience during that time, Iggy.
Yes.
And
I sure
we'll miss you.
Rumor is that I may not come back, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
That's rumor.
Well, you can expect a number of people to be looking for you and come down and find you, and maybe we won't come back.
No, you know, when I said I won't come back, this means that I'm physically not coming back. I may just come back different, more awakened, more alive, you know, more.
Mm-hmm.
This version of myself will be completely different than the version that you.
Oh, I can only imagine. I'm
almost sure that will happen. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris,
it's so good to hear you. Yes, Maisie on the brain.
Good to be heard.
All
and
right.
I hope
we love
some
you,
time
sir.
To hear Maisie on your show. I think she would be an awesome guest.
Where is she? She can call in right now if she wanted to.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
So she have her call in, because that way she can talk about her booth and what's going on, what's happening.
Yeah.
I can share with it. So, Maisie, I know
Maisie.
You're in the chat room because I can see you. Call in. Give us a call.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I ask you guys a question? See what you see for me thing. What do you see as an area of work that I am to be doing?
All right. Let me shuffle some cards here.
Okay.
What's that?
If you're shuffling, I'm going to ask him a quick question here.
Yeah, I want to shuffle the cards. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Technology.
Good.
Well, David's shuffling the cards there, and we'll kind of get a read for you a little bit.
Okay.
And then we'll give you something to go with.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to start putting cards down. You just tell me when to stop.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Okay. The one I've got here. Oh, the Raven. Raven is about magic and owning your own power.
Okay.
And the Raven is a traveler between two worlds. I know that from studying them. Was one of the ones I was most fascinated with in Alaska when I was up there. But Raven brings messages from spirit. So this is telling me is to be open to hearing from spirit guides and listening to your intuition about what's coming up regarding your job, you know, the line of work you want to get into. You'll know it when you see it or when you feel it. You'll know that it's right. You'll have confirmations coming. You'll have confirmations coming to you through maybe it's a song on the radio, maybe it's something somebody says, maybe it's a feeling you get, your favorite color, things like that. They'll start speaking to you. Well, we're always being spoken to, but this will confirm your decision. So. Just watch for those messages. Watch for those messages from spirit, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I picked up about changing your life, changing your thoughts. Spirit saying that in order to move into the direction you want to move into, you have to change some thought processes about how you're moving. Kind of goes along a little bit with David's card a little bit by maybe having a game plan on the direction you want to flow. Sometimes the things we want to attract into our lives, we can't attract them because we're still thinking in an old paradigm set. Type of mind, where you know we're still holding on to pieces and parts that don't really serve us, but for some reason they're comfortable. And so Spirit says you have to get a little uncomfortable. You're gonna have to get a little bit, you know, expose yourself a little bit, and you know, kind of get out there. This expo is actually a good opportunity for you to maybe, you know, do something that maybe you didn't do in the last one. You know, maybe share a little bit more, share your thoughts, take a chance by, you know, saying something that maybe you would have held back before, maybe reframe it in a different way where people can understand it or maybe you can understand.
Okay.
Spirit gives us all messages constantly, but how we tell it to the person in front of us or next to us is super important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we don't say things to people because we think that, you know, are we worthy? Why are we worthy to do this? Should we be able to, why am I doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But we're all worthy. The technique and the trick is how you reframe it to a way that the person can understand it, and the way that person is not triggered by what you say, and then not lost by what you say. And so I invite you to that space to at least, you know, your thoughts, change your thoughts about how you feel about yourself and your ability and the gifts that you have in front of you. You can do this. Okay?
Yes.
You can do this.
Yes. Very encouraging and makes perfect sense to me. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you so
much. Well, don't hang up.
See you guys on the weekend. Don't hang up then? Okay.
Don't hang up. Maybe we have a guest speaker here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
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 Macy girl.
Ask me.
Hey.
It's a party line.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. See, we just usually only get to do three ways on my phone, so this is exciting.
Great.
I know.
Well, you know, he asked you to call in. He wanted you to talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing at the expo, too.
Oh, it's my privilege. I don't
I'm
have
gonna, I'm going to get off of here, guys. Love you all.
Okay.
Bye. All right,
love you.
Love you.
I hope she can still listen.
Yeah, I just put her on the mute there, so.
Okay. I don't have a booth this year, but I'm doing another workshop. And usually in my workshops, I help people connect to their guides, and then I go around and give messages to everyone that's there. And that can be tricky. But this time, Spirit has told me that I need to branch out a little bit and not make it so simple, and that people need to learn how to get in touch with their spiritual gifts because we all have them. So that's what the workshop's about this time around, is that I'm going to help people to get in touch with, or the clairvoyant, or the clairsentient, you know, where are they a healer? So we'll go through an activity that will help them, because they should be able to hear or process it as we're going through the activity, which is more of a form of the meditation. But because I'm a Christian spiritualist, I always call in the Holy Spirit. That's the way I've always done it. And it seems to light up the room. So it's awesome. And then if there's time, I'm going to show them the difference, because I'm a channel by preference. I can give psychic readings also, but I prefer to be a channel. And show them the difference of a psychic reading and a channel message.
Well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. I got a message for you if you want to hear it. I'll invite you to that space.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Spirit,
yeah, you have to invite me.
Yeah, you know, I like to invite people to that space. I just like to throw things around. Spirit is saying that you have unlimited life in every respect, that you can do anything you want to do. You know, you're a magnet, and you attract the right people and the right situations, and you're going to attract good things into you, you know. And just because, number one, you want to, that makes it even easier when you want that. But Spirit also says, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing your protection. Keep doing the things that you have a good thing of doing. I really like what Maisie does. She always asks, have we set protection for this? You know, and, you know, that's important.
Yes.
Super important, because not everybody has that good intentions sometimes. I hate to use that word, but there are people out there who don't give a rat's butt about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they think we're a bunch of crazies. And that's okay, because they're probably half right on that. On my part, at least.
I hope so.
But, you have unlimited resources, and Spirit is there to help you. So anything that you need or want, you can ask Spirit, and snap the fingers. All right?
Thank you. That's always good to hear. That's awesome. And thank you guys for what you're doing.
It's our pleasure and honor to be involved in anything here.
Yeah, we have fun doing
that.
Yeah, we do.
Very hard for you guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm networking very hard.
Well, you're one of our biggest fans. You and Susie
right.
Q and a whole bunch of other people on here. And Susie, we're going to have a reading for you here in a second, so you can hang on. All right, Maisie, well, we'll see you this weekend then.
All righty. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, you're on mute.
You going to paint David?
Okay.
She's going to paint you.
I'm sure.
Can I paint your back leg or something?
All right. I was going to say paint anything you want.
Yeah, since you're going to have a shirt on, I'm going to paint this dragon on your back, but that's okay. We have someone who wants us to draw a card on random.
Sure.
I guess there's really no particular, I don't think they ask for any particular reading. Let's just give them
a life kind of where they're at now. Okay. Okay, so I pulled the coyote card. The coyote is also the wise fool. The coyote teaches you about accepting your follies and finding the lesson in them. The coyote is very respected in Native American culture because of the wisdom that it brings through unusual channels. So look for that. Look for a lesson, maybe in a comedy movie or something that you wouldn't expect to find insight in. Because as we've said before, Spirit's always talking to us. But with coyote medicine, you're going to find something outside the boundaries of the normal, what you would consider normal. So look for that. Look for those messages to come through in unusual ways, because they're there for you. And they'll teach you something about yourself along the way.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Susie QT, that's who we're reading for.
Okay.
So she's in the chat room. She's another one of our
loyal listeners.
So we want to give a shout out to her. So here's the read I got, too. All right. The coyote is powerful. That's actually a very powerful card.
Yes.
You know, coyote has a lot of strong medicine. So it's funny, David has my cards today. It's kind of cool. So I'm going from another card deck. It's called The Law of Attraction Cards by Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Okay.
Which is kind of interesting. Yeah. I've never used the cards before.
Give me a chance to break them in.
Yeah, they're just jumping out at me. So the card that I pulled is I can create my world as I choose, Susie. So Spirit is saying really loud. I'm not going to read what's on the back of the card. I'm going to go with my intuition. I'm just going to go with the little subheading there because I feel that way it'll be a purer reading on that end. Spirit is saying create your own world because you feel like other people create the world for you. That you've helped other people have painted the picture that they wanted for you and how it looked and why it was that way. And the choices when you were a younger person, you know, other people were, you know, probably going, why are you doing this? You know, why are you in this situation? Well, you know, that was a situation that you're in. Spirit said that's something that molded you, something that prepared you to be right where you're at today in this moment, preparation. And you'll also have a chance to repaint it and redo it however you want. And don't be stuck in those old emotions. Spirit wants you to go out at least to dab in it and look at it, you know, and then you have something to compare by. Sometimes we're in a situation and we think that the grass is greener on the other side, per se. But when you get there, it's green. But when fall comes, it turns brown. In the summer, you know, it burns it out. And then the fall comes, it gets cold. You know, you're right back where you started. Then the grass over there looks just as green again. So you have to make these decisions and you have to make these emotional ties and how you look at them. There's good things in it and the things we're in, too, you know. In the situations we're in, there's good things and bad things. And wherever you go, it's going to be that way. There's no perfect scenario. I don't think there's any perfect anything. I mean, there's perfection in the imperfection. It's what Spirit's saying. So inside that imperfection, look for the beauty that resides in there. You know, the things are right in front of you. And you're just maybe overlooking them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you don't realize that you're the beauty.
Right.
And that's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you enjoyed that read from us. That was pretty strong.
Yeah. I could tell that you felt something right away.
Yeah, well, I can feel it in my life, too.
Yeah.
And there's you know, Spirit doesn't just work the read to the person. It's also part of our read as well. So the story that we're reading back to you is actually a reflection. A part of it's a reflection of us. So it was pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty powerful.
Cool. We got time for one more, or should we?
Yeah, let's move over here and let's try them one more time. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. We wanted to see if you wanted to read. That'd be just they always call in and listen, so we appreciate you.
Yeah,
I recognize that number a lot. So.
Okay.
And that's okay. And if anybody has anything in the chat room they want to ask, we're here too before we sign off here in a little bit. We hope you've been enjoying, you know, the topics we covered and, you know, our guest, Kelly Bellman.
I have to say, too, you know, I came in here kind of feeling very, I had that fire in my heart and I was kind of almost frustrated. But I was feeling very calm, very, you know, like I've been touched and given, you know, a little bit of a healing by what happens here. So thank you. It allows me to get that out and to express it. So
yeah, and we thank the callers for listening because, you know, they send good vibrations and energy.
Yeah.
We want to say, you know, hi to all our friends who listen, who are on, who we don't see on the switchboard because they actually have another feature that, you know, blocks them out so they don't have to talk to us.
Right.
So we want to thank you as well.
Sure.
Tomorrow is Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Katie and Mark and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi's, I forgot her last name, my God. Heidi Howell.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be on. Thank you. She's going to be our guest tomorrow. She'll be talking about her shamanic practice and the things she does. So, you know, I apologize that I had a lapse in mind there.
Being the other half.
Then we'll have Dawn. You know, she'll be on Wednesday on the Gypsy Wagon. You know, so it's got to be at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have on Thursday we have a spontaneous spiritual talk with myself and Adriana or you, whoever wants to show up and talk on that show. And then at the 9 p.m. on Thursday is Throwback Thursday. We can play a past rerun episode on our archived show, which has been kind of fun to listen to some of the shows. And then we head down the way on Friday afternoon at 11. Trying to think of all these shows. We have so many shows.
The rabbit hole.
Yeah, Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Down the rabbit hole.
And then we have Mudtoe at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's here. He shares this half hour. I made him go 45 minutes last time I was with him.
Got to push once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. So it's fun.
Reach farther.
And then I think we start the cycle again.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking today, too, I'd like to see if I can find somebody I know who's a Muslim. I'd like to bring them on and talk about that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I've never, you know, it was part of my spiritual life. I've never really explored that. So I just wanted to talk to them and see, would you be willing to do that?
Well, you know, hey, maybe we can do that on Spontaneous Spirit Talk.
Okay.
That's kind of what the show does. We had a Catholic priest on who's a friend of ours. Maybe we can bring him on and we can do an interview for an hour with that.
Sure, that sounds good.
Maybe I'll let you work that up.
Okay.
And I think that would be the right format there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's kind of what it's about.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. Even on the show, too. You know, it's okay. But I just thought it would be cool, you know.
Yeah.
Something to think about. But, yeah, any other thoughts? Any closing thoughts you want to leave with the listeners?
No. Well, just that it's always good to be here and to be in your secret underground lair here.
Yeah.
And to connect with our listeners and be able to speak my mind. I appreciate that, you know. I think everyone needs a chance to open themselves up, and even if it's not really the best good stuff in there, you need to just let it out and get it out and maybe get a different perspective on it to help you out. So if you're out there and you've been having some feelings that you haven't been really wanting to talk about with somebody, or you haven't felt like you'd be understood, take a chance. Even come and call us and talk about it if you want to, you know. There's always a listening ear if you'll just allow yourself to be heard.
Absolutely. And we can be found on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're there for you. If you want to have a session with us, a deeper session where it takes us a little deeper into, you know, the read, you can find me on iggygarcia.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of get some information, kind of see what I do as a holistic practitioner, metaphysician, shaman.
Yep. And I promise davidtucros.com will come along. I've got the domain name. I just have to build the website. But you can also connect to me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is tucros57, all one word, tucros57@gmail.com.
Couldn't get tucros.
Somebody's already taken that. I've got to find that guy. He's got my license plate, too.
Yeah, your license. Really? That's funny. So we hope you can make it out to the expo this weekend. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. We're actually going to be in Chillicothe drumming as well.
Yes.
This weekend we're going to be at the Dar Hunter Studios. So for those of you who want to go there and visit with us. And then after the expo, we'll be rolling around to Garcia's. We'll be drumming there in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're going to have a jam-packed
it's
weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. Yeah.
Jam-packed. We're going to paint David, which is going to be kind of interesting.
I'm not getting out of it this time.
I'm looking forward to that, actually. Not in a weird, creepy way.
No, I don't think
I'm just going to laugh. I want to take pictures, maybe take short little Instagram pictures, videos of you, 12-second snips of you getting painted.
It'll be interesting to see what the people want to put on my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, other than that, I think that's it. Not that we've run out of things to say. I think it's right where it needs to be.
Right.
So we did the show for, I went in for a little, like 2-hour show, in case Kelly wanted to keep talking about, you know, the expo. So we do have time. I mean, if you still have things on your mind. I
know when to hold them and when to fold them.
Yeah. So I think it's time to take our poker faces and put them away.
That's right.
So we will see everybody. I will see everybody tomorrow, those of you who can tune in tomorrow. And then we'll see you next week on one of our places of hiding and fun.
See you out there in the great unknown.
All right. Ho'oponopono, much love and peace.
Peace.
I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.